It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Join us in the studio, Sam Sinister in the studio. He's, a little emotional still, wiping a few tears away there for Stan.
Yeah, I'm a big comic fan in general, so it is a pretty sad day.
Favorite superheroes?
I'm the X-Men through and through.
Really? Which one?
My favorite X-Men.
The bastard X-Men or the good ones?
The originals and the international team that followed after the first original team got kidnapped. It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'd say my favorite is like full Storm. Spectrum. Storm's probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah, full spectrum. Yeah, okay,
yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm all about it. But yeah, sad day. So let's talk about some not so sad TV.
Let's talk about TV. Woo!
So we're discussing The Good Place today.
Ted Danson.
Yes, Ted Danson. You got it. The Good Place, starring Kristen Bell, Ted Danson.
Love Kristen Bell. I love Ted Danson.
Oh my God, love Kristen Bell. Veronica Mars was my shit back in the day. So like, it's always good. Do you know what's coming back? They're doing it.
Yippee.
Don't worry. Sorry. Yes, it's not a show.
It was not my shit. She's cool, but.
She's really cool. Anyway, so The Good Place, it's a show based around the concept of.
Is it wrong to say she's quite watchable?
She's so watchable.
Yeah.
She is enjoyable at all times.
I mean, as an actress, Tess. I mean.
I really, really rate her, and she's really good in the show. She
apparently so. I've never really watched it, but apparently I've been hearing some really good things. It's because it's been going for ages now, hasn't it?
Well, it's in its third season. And it's I think it's an NBC show that's now on Netflix as well. And I've been watching it on and off since the first season, and it's kind of like it has this really basically. I'll tell you the premise, and then I can kind of explain what it all is about. Eleanor Shellstrop, played by Kristen Bell, wakes up in basically The Good Place, which is the allegory for heaven in this universe. And she, it doesn't belong there. She's a very average, mediocre person that doesn't belong in heaven, per se.
No room for the average and mediocre in heaven, you say, Sam?
Well, that's what the show delves into. Because basically everyone that's in heaven is supposed to be like a huge philanthropist or like does charity work and stuff, and she's just a very, you know, mediocre medium person. And that's like her whole story arc, is that I'm a medium person, I deserve to be somewhere good, not just go to hell.
What's the other option? Hell.
Yeah.
Oh no. Do you see hell at all? Do you get a rough idea of hell, is it?
Well, you do get a rough idea of hell. Like, but what the show does is
like,
well,
Christchurch or something?
I think it's Dunners. No, so basically what the show does is, that's really cool, is every season it reinvents itself. So I'm going to give a spoiler for season one. Because
that's pretty cool, though. That's really cool.
It is really cool. But it's been out for 2 years, so I'm going to spoil season one. Sorry, guys. But you find out at the end of season one that she's not actually in The Good Place. She's in hell, and it's a personalized hell designed to, like, mess with her mind and stuff. So the whole show has been, like, an act. And then in the second season, she gets her memory wiped, and she's got to start all over again, and her, like, character arc kind of keeps changing and growing. And season three, it's changed
again.
Handy
for the writers.
Well, yeah, but it manages to do something really good where it remains fresh and interesting and new, and you don't feel robbed of the character development because she does more character development. It's like it's really cool because she's such a good representation of like who we are as people. Like, we're all kind of just medium people, right?
Sure.
Like, none of us are out here in Africa saving orphans or none of us in this room are.
Yeah.
But you know, like, she's a medium person, and most people are medium people, and we aren't bad per se, but we don't like give charity to every charity that's next to us at the supermarket, you know. And that's kind of what it delves into. And it also uses the character of Chidi, who's a moral philosophy professor, to explore like philosophy throughout the show in a really smart and an interesting way. So like, you'll learn about Nietzsche and Descartes and like determinism and Kantian ethics and all that stuff through a half an hour sitcom, which is such.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty. It's not the Cosby Show.
No, and it's also, you can tell that they've done their research. You can tell that she's actually learned all of this stuff so she can help write the show.
Yeah, cool.
Because and she manages to play a character that doesn't understand any of it, but also is learning about it, but even though you can tell she actually already knows.
Someone's come in here that's saying, The Good Place rocks, so funny and clever, and I'm a seriously fussy TV viewer, says someone.
It's really good. It's kind of like...
Thanks, someone.
It's a really, like, interesting idea that we've got, like, this TV show that's really, really smart, but also really, really quirky, and, like, could just be, like, another Friends or... You know, those kind of shows. But
on
actually,
the surface, you mean? And then just once you get into it.
Because you've got an ensemble cast that are all kind of quirky, and there's six of them, and it's all like, oh, who's this person? And this person's, you know, and it's all multiracial, and it's like...
Yeah. Multiracial? Ted Danson?
They're taking all the boxes. Well, you've only got three white people, and everyone else is a person of colour, which is great for a TV show.
Yeah.
It's ticking all the boxes. You'd think like, oh, okay, this is just another NBC whatever, but it actually does some really smart stuff.
Right on, right on. And Sam, and into the third season, or it's already had three seasons?
It's into the third season, and I'm currently watching it every week, and I'm really enjoying it. So,
now, where can one watch this particular TV show?
It's on Netflix, which is, you know, where
handy.
I go.
Handy.
Also, by the way, I just wanted to use the opportunity as well to say that The Sinner Season 2 has now dropped on Netflix. So everyone go watch that. It's one of my favourites.
We reviewed it ages ago, remember?
No,
man, that's insane.
That was with me. I think you were in here.
We reviewed it ages ago.
But we did review it.
I haven't got to the very, very end of it yet, but I got...
Season 1?
Season 2.
Are you talking about season one or two?
Season two.
Season two.
Yeah, I've watched season two.
Didn't it only just come out?
I watched it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
But yeah, it's all dropped on Netflix now, so go watch it. It's definitely like a highlight of this year for me for TV. Yeah.
How about House of Cards? Let's swing into that. Are you a House of Cards fan?
Never watched House of Cards.
Oh, I need to.
Is it still airing?
It's still airing. It's the final. It's the final season. It's
the
final
season.
It's the Kevin Spacey extraction episode. Straight from the he's a naughty busy hander.
Okay.
And not welcome back on set.
Fair enough.
And yeah, fair enough too. And but they've extracted him so thoroughly from this from the season. I want to know what people think of it. If anyone just text in your thoughts, if anyone's I've watched almost. I think I must have fallen asleep on the last episode and then woke up. But then woke up at the very very last bit.
No, but that's awful. I want to see how you get
it. So I was just like, I know what happens at the very end. I was like,
that's not fun.
Yeah, that's so. I don't know whether they've succeeded. They've tried hard though. They've tried hard to sort of make it. I don't know. I wouldn't mind getting your thoughts, listeners, on that.
Well, but I need to find something to watch next week, by the way, because I've rinsed through every show that's ever come out. Okay. At the moment.
Well, I mean, House of Cards is like, but that's like seven seasons worth. Surely you've got things to do, haven't you?
I think I've got more than seven seasons worth of things to do.
Tess, do you have any suggestions
for things for Sam to watch?
Yeah.
No.
I enjoyed the nautical. Enjoyed the nautical. Push and pull of Master and Commander last night as I watched a wee bit of that. My flatmate was watching that, and I sort of got sucked into that before I went to Def Leppard.
I don't know what that means.
No.
I don't know what any of that means. yeah, I've been watching Black Lightning season 2 as well, guys, but like that's I've already reviewed that, so don't worry. Still good as always, though.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Okay, well, if anyone's got any suggestions Sam, text them in now, 5395. A show that he should watch and review for next week. Even if it's quite good if something that's just started up.
Yeah.
Easier season if to watch the whole compendium.
I love when something's like fresh and just hit.
All right. Hey, thank you, Sam.
No worries. See you later.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.